Well, thank you. I want to just say thank you to our choir and all of our musicians and our Filipino fellowship dancers and all of our sound people. Can we give them a thanks? Thanks so much. And now I want to talk to you about a passage of scripture that has to do with giving. And I want to invite all of you to in a few moments' time, we're going to give again. We're going to be speaking about home missions. Some people have said to me, well, Pastor Doug, which is more important, world missions or home missions? And I just said, they're equally as important. We're just giving to missions today. And so as I'm going to be speaking about this verse, it's in Luke chapter 6, and it talks about our giving and how that God really wants us to be those who are a people that are filled. And he doesn't want us just to be filled halfway. He doesn't want us to be filled even three quarters. God doesn't even want us to be filled to the top. But Jesus Christ wants us to be filled to the overflow. Now, how does that happen? How does it happen that human beings can not only be born again and following Jesus, but they can be filled to the overflow? Well, it happens like this. It's Luke 6, 38. It says, give and you'll receive. Your gift will return to you in full, pressed down, shaken together to make room for more, running over and poured into your lap. The amount you give will determine the amount you give back. And so I want to talk to you about, it's about the offering we're receiving. Of course, that's a part of it. But it's our lives. It's our hearts. I want to talk to you for a few moments tonight about being filled to overflowing. And so we are now talking about spa home missions, not to us. Would you please say with me, not to us. Not to us, O Lord. Not to us, O Lord. But to your name be the glory for your enduring love and your enduring faithfulness. If you believe that, everybody said. Now, my lovely assistants here, I need your help. We're going to talk for a moment about the first part of that verse. Give and you will receive. Your gift will return to you pressed down. So I want you guys to be careful because I don't want you to break it. No, you can pour it in. You know, it's okay. Pour it in. It'll make a lovely noise. But don't break it. Gentle pour. It says, your gift. Thank you. Yeah, let it go. Let it go, brother. Hallelujah. Let it roll. Yes, that's good. Come on. Your gift will return to you. Pressed, it's not full. Pastor Karsten, go. Pressed down. We want to fill that thing right to the top. Pressed down. Good. Good. Can you press it down there? That's good. That's it. Okay. So give and you will receive. Your gift will return to you in full. Pressed down. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, gentlemen. You're not finished, so don't go far. Now, your gift will return in full. God wants us to be filled. Now, one of the home missions works that we support is Vanguard College. And I want to tell you, Pastor Sue, I'm sure you agree, some of our finest days were at Eastern Pentecostal Bible College. I knew Pastor Sue, and I'm so thankful that I did in Eastern Pentecostal Bible College, because are you serving in your 13th year here? 16th year? That's amazing. Give Pastor Sue a hand. She's serving for 16 years here. And now I want you to know that what happens is young people feel the call of God. Some people go for a one-year missions thing and they go all over the world, but God is shaped in their hearts. And I want to encourage some of our young people that are here today. If you're in that spot and God is encouraging you, follow God's lead. It might be for a year, it might be for a couple of years, but there are those who are called to full-time ministry. And we have two, come over here, you young strapping men. Yeah, you're not doing anything with that yet. You can leave that there. Just leave that there because that's the next thing. But come over here. Ladies and gentlemen, we have two. These are two of the finest graduates from Vanguard Bible School, Pastor Kyle and Pastor Karsten. And in three words, what would you say about your college days?
It was a good time.
Yeah, great time.
There you go. You see? But here's what happens. Thank God that when someone, a young person, is feeling the call of God, there's a school that they can go to where they can be having their ministry honed, because I'll tell you what, they wouldn't make it. You need to have people pour into your lives. And so one of the things as we give this afternoon that we support in missions, now you can get the other thing. One of the things that we support is Vanguard College. That's one of our home missions projects. Let's look at that second part of the verse. Shaken together to make room for more. This looks full. It's pressed down. But do you think we can put more in there? Come on, guys, put some more. That's sand, and there it goes. There, it's going down. Shake it together. Come on, shake that thing there. Get that, shake it hard, shake it. Now, sometimes in order, listen now. We're not talking about just the gift. We're talking about the giving, right, of your lives. Sometimes, in order for God to get his fullness to come through, he needs to shake up our lives a little bit. Sometimes he needs to shake it so that we understand what things are. You're doing good there. Shake it harder. Come on. Come on, let it go. That's good. That's good. Shake that right up there. You guys keep shaking while I'm preaching. Keep shaking. I think you can get more in there. I know you can get more in there because I had that second one up there. So shake, help him, Pastor Carson, while I'm preaching. So one of the home missions projects, shake it harder. Come on, shake that thing and press it down. Shake it. One of the home missions things that we support is the Adira Recovery Center. That's good. Thank you very much. You can pour a little more sand in there. I can see rocks. Yeah. No, from the other one. Get the other one. Shake it right in there. That's good. Yeah, one of the things that we support from our home missions is the... Give them a hand. Didn't they do good? They did great. Man, that is full. That's good. That's really good. Thank you. Go back. You're not done yet, though. So the Adira Recovery Center. Now, the Adira Recovery Center, I want to tell you something. This ministry started in 1998. And it's right here in our city. And this ministry is specifically for ladies. It's for women who have been abused, women who are in a cycle of addiction and poverty, women who have gone through trauma. And I want to tell you that since 1998, over 600 women and families, I'm talking about in residential care, it's not just counseling, these women come and they live there. Over 600 women and families and children have been helped by the Adira Recovery Center. This is one of the things that our church is plugged into right in our city, supporting. Another thing that's very important. Now, yeah, I need you guys to again help me. The next thing is running over. Because God doesn't want our lives just to be filled. And this is good if God's shaking up our lives and we're getting filled up. But Jesus said, I've come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. And speaking of the work of the Spirit in our lives, Jesus said, out of your belly will flow rivers. Everybody say rivers. Okay, that sounds like, okay, so look at you. Are you going to try to put that in there? Well, good luck. Okay. One of the things that we support is Name Canada, and Jack and Simone Stan, they lead the National Association of Marriage Enhancement in Canada. Let's give them a hand. This is one of the couples that we stand behind. And they do have, is it going in? Well, come on, get it in there. You can do it. Just pour it slow. So one of the things that they'll be doing is they're going to be having a retreat on November the 8th and on November the 9th. And here's what it says, running over. Everybody say running over. Is it running over yet? Well, get it down there. Like, yeah, let it go. There we go. Yeah, pour that thing in there. Don't be shy. Running over and poured into your lap. Now, the National Association of Marriage Enhancement, do you know what they do? This is what statistics tell us, that now more than half now in Canada, in the United States, more of half of the people who say I do, more than half are coming apart. And so what the National Association of Marriage Enhancement does is they train up couple-to-couple mentoring and couple-to-couple counseling. I'll tell you, if you're sitting in this place today and that resonates with your heart, you could talk to Jack and Simone. And if you just want to improve your marriage, you can come to this conference November 8th and 9th. It's a great conference. And so this is another one of the things. How are we doing, guys? It's getting down there? Come on, keep going. We're running out of time. We don't have all day. But do you see what's happening? It is going down. It is running over. And thanks, guys. That's good. Give these guys a hand. They've been a great help. We are speaking about the offering we're going to receive, but more than that, we're speaking about our lives. Listen, the amount that you give will determine the amount that you get back. One of the other ministries that we support is Shiloh Youth Ranch. And this year, Shiloh Youth Ranch had 423 campers. It was a new record for the 8 weeks of summer camp that they run. And Shiloh Youth Ranch is not just a ranch like for kids from privileged places, but rather Shiloh Youth Ranch is a ranch that operates, and many of you know this, it operates for kids that wouldn't have the opportunity to go to a camp. And they have a horse camp there and a basketball camp. Listen, out of those 423 campers that went, 228 made first-time decisions for Jesus Christ. Like, is that amazing? There were over 67 staff and volunteers, and they had their first follow-up, because they're trying now to get these kids that have made decisions at camp, because some of them come from, many of them come from children's services. This camp's linked up with the government. And so they come from children's services. I think they charge $50 a week for the whole camp, or nothing. I mean, they'll never not take someone. And so they had their first follow-up event, 87 people. And so Shiloh is another one of the works that we contribute to. But God's heart for you is this. God's heart for me is this. Give and you will receive. Your gift will return to you in full, pressed down, shaken together to make room for more, running over and poured into your lap. The amount you give will determine the amount you give back. In a moment, we're going to receive the offering again. And I want to say thank you to every one of you that stayed for this service. And I want to ask you, if you haven't already prepared your offering, and I have, would you ask God what you could do for missions again? Our emphasis is on home missions right now. But we're going to give, and it's not only about the money. It's about loving. It's about saving. It's about caring. It's about forgiving. It's about kindness. It's about generosity. And in a word, it's about others. What we're doing here, if we're actually willing to lay aside some of our earthly pleasures and some of our earthly treasures, it's just about others. And so I want to call the ushering team again, and I want to say thank you so very much for your faithfulness. You are such a faithful, committed, giving congregation. Would you stand with me just before we give, please? I want us to pray. Thank you. Heavenly Father, you are amazingly good to us. And I pray, Father, for everyone in this house. God, I'm asking that you would help us to have that spirit of generosity birthed afresh in us. God, I'm just praying that as we now sow again into missions, and we thank you for each of our home missionaries, even that plant that we're helping in Quebec. Isn't that a miracle that an Alberta church is helping a plant in Quebec? Yay. That's another one of our home missions things. God, I just pray that you would make us excited about the interest that takes place when we minister to Jesus like this. And so, Father, prosper your people. I pray abundantly in the strong name of Jesus. And everyone said, I want to thank you so much for your faithfulness and giving. God bless you.